Beit Yerushalmi, corresponding to Beit Bavli Daf Yud, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Beis and the fourth line, Beit Shammai Oimrim. Beit Shammai Oimrim la yitol aleim kein nana mibay yom. The Mishnah taught that Beit Shammai prohibited taking a bird unless he shook it before Yom Tov. Mechalfe shitzon de Beit Shammai de tanina tamon v'oidam ablezer oimer tu hu adam al hamukza erev Shabbos b'shviyas v'oimer mikan ani oichel l'machor v'ablezer lav shmoitihu. The Gemara asks that the opinion of Beit Shammai has been switched, as the later Mishnah teaches that Rabbi Elazar also said that a person may stand over muksa, which is items that must be designated for Yom Tov use, on Erev Shabbos during Shvi'ith and declare, "I will eat from here tomorrow." And on Shabbos it's considered that he has retroactively selected those fruits known as Breira. Was Rabbi Elazar not a student of Shammai? And in our Mishnah we don't rely on Breira. Choymehu v'davar sheyesh bo ruach chayim. The answer is we are stringent with a living creature. The Mishnah taught that Beis Hillel permit standing and declaring, "I am taking this one and this one." Mechalfa should sign to Rabbanon, the Tanin and Taman, the Chachamim Oimim ad Yerushom, the Yeme Mikan vad Kan, the Hachainun and Min Hachin. The Gemara gives the question. The first question is that the opinion of the Rabbanon has been switched, as the later Mishnah teaches that the Chachamim say that he must mark them and say from here to here, but here they say that a mere verbal declaration is enough. And furthermore, they have the stringency that they are living creatures. Rabbi Yossi Rabun said that Levi's custom was to merely knock on the dovecot rather than shake the bird before Yom Tov and say, "My dovecot should merit me for tomorrow." We come on to the next Mishnah. Zimen Shchayrim Umartha Levonim, Levonim Umartha Shchayrim, Shnaim. The Mishnah says that if he designated black birds and he found white birds and he found black birds, two and he found three, they are prohibited. If he designated three and he only found two there afterwards, they are permitted. If he left them inside the nest and he found them in front of the nest, they are prohibited. But however, if they are the only birds there, then they are permitted. The Gemara says, "Masnisa de Rebbe de Tani Masayim umatza mana mana munach umana mutal de Rebbe." The Gemara says that the Mishnah follows Rebbe, as the Brisa teaches that if he left 200 zuz of Maisa Sheni money and then sent his son to retrieve it, and his son found only 100 zuz, 100 zuz was left from the Maisa Sheni, and the other 100 was taken. The Chachamim oimim chulin. The Chachamim say that he found chulin, which is non maaseh. The Mishnah in Maseches Maaseh Sheni says that if a person tells his son that there's Maaseh Sheni in a certain corner, and the son finds it in a different corner, they are chulin, they're not Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosef, de Rebbe hi de Tani Masayim u'Matzah Mana, Manach Mana Munach u'Mana Mutal, Divrei Rebbe v'Chamim chulin. V'Chamayim chulin. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Rabbi Yosef, said that the author of the latter part of that Mishnah is Rebbe, as the Brisa teaches. Rebbe says, if there were 200 zuz and he only found 100, 100 was left and the other 100 was taken. The Chachamim say it's all chulin. Chazva Amar Divrei Kolhi Shnia Begozlim Shadarchan Lefoyach. He later retracted and said, no, the Mishnah actually follows both opinions. Chicks are different since it's normal for them to fly away. V'Hatani Rabbi Chalafta bar Shol, who Adava. The Goyzlim who Adava the Beitzim Habid Rebihi. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Chalafta bar Shol taught that the law of the chicks is the same as the law of the eggs, meaning that the author must be Rebbe, not Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yosef Taman Aviv Hiniach Ubanoi Matzah Bamhacha Hu Hiniach Umatzah. Rabbi Yosef answers that the Mishnah can follow all opinions. There, in the case of Matzah, the father left it and the son found it. So perhaps the father forgot and had already taken it to Yerushalayim, or perhaps he mistakenly said the wrong original amount. Here he left it and he found it himself. Rabbi Abba bar Koyin, Amar Koyin Rabbi Yasa, B'Shem Rabbi Acha, Hoyri Rabbi Abba bar Zavda B'Masa Sheni, Kado the Rebbe. Rabbi Abba bar Koyin, quoting Rabbi Acha, said to Rabbi Yasa that Rabbi Abba bar Zavda instructed like Rebbe in Masa Sheni. Amar Yudan Hadadad Amar, B'Shehoyu Sham Shtei Kinim, Ein Sham Ela Kan Echad Leibada. Rabbi Yudan said that that law only applies when there were two nests, but if there was only one nest, they are permitted. But The Gemara asked, but the Mishnah taught that if they are the only birds present, they are permitted. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, Be'she'en Sham Ela Gozel Echad Bil Vad, they should say. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun answers that the Mishnah could be referring to when there was only one chick designated inside and only one chick found outside, or only one nest of black chicks. Shmuel Amar Hamalachim Esatrisim Chayev Mishim Boine. Shmuel says that one who replaces or attaches the boards of a stall is liable for the malacha of construction. Some explain here that this sentence was printed out of place and is relevant to halacha vav later on. Rekasha, dava she'ilu asoy b'shabbos chayev chatas beisilo matirin v'aflahachze. Would Gemara ask, would beisilo permit something that if done on Shabbos involves the obligation to bring a chatas offering? V'chananya, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan hetiru soifim v'nei t'cheilasoy she'im oimer atloy Shula Yachzir Afu Eina Peseach. Rav Chananya, quoting Rav Yochanan, said they permitted the end, which is replacing the boards, on account of the beginning, as if you say that he may not replace them, he won't open the stall at all. V'lo Yiftach Afu Mamai B'Simchas Yontav. Ask the Gemara, let him not open it. And the Gemara says, no, it will cause a reduction in the celebration of Yontav if the food that he sells is not available to people. Amar B'Acha Machzir Ovad Shula Yachzir Kol Sorochoi. Rav Acha says he may replace it, but not fully. Amar Rav Yosi bar Bun, Kesha'ein Sham Pesach, Aval Yesham Pesach, Mishtam Mishtech of Pesach. Rav Yosi bar Bun says that that's when there is no other opening, but if there is, let him use it by transferring through the other opening.